Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and Week 10 of football is in the books. It's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 11. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it is the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, we get to talk about loss number 4. Are you excited?
Oh man, at least this one was a little bit different. I mean, they've all had a little bit of a spice to them, a little variety to them. But yeah, loss number four, 0-4 is not somewhere I expected to be right now.
No, indeed, I don't think anyone did. But let's start at the beginning, Dustin. This game seemed like it's the same old, same old. Nebraska gets the kickoff, marches the length of the field to score. Penn State gets the ball, and it's again on Sean Clifford. I know that you and I have both been big Sean Clifford fans, but let's start with that interception. I had to laugh as the announcer, the color guy, was saying, gee, the defender, you know, jumped the play. No, he didn't. It was just an awful pass, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we got really a word on whether that was just a badly thrown ball or if there was a mix-up, because the wide receiver's breaking out. That ball was thrown, probably 6 or 7 yards inside of where the wide receiver was. So either way, there was some kind of miscommunication or just a very bad throw from Sean Clifford. I'm not sure, man. It looked like to be a bad throw if I'm just guessing on that one. And really just deflating, you know, it is the same old story, because Nebraska made it look too easy on the first drive. And then a early Penn State turnover kind of takes all the wind out of the sails. It's more or less, it's cut from the same cloth as most of the other losses this year.
And I'm going to hit on that idea of deflating and momentum, which can go either way for you, and how that's affecting this team. But let's stay with Sean Clifford a bit. And again, I conceded. I was a big Sean Clifford fan, expected a lot more from him. You, of course, expected a Heisman season from him. But what we saw, and I'll focus on three plays. First of all, there was that bad interception. There was the play where he missed a wide open receiver in the end zone. And we don't always get the shot of whether a guy is open or not. But in that one, he was obviously open, and Clifford had plenty of time and ended up throwing the ball away up into the seats. And then finally, the play where he fumbled, where there was a scoop and score from the defense. And if this were happening in one game, you'd say, well, it's one game. But this has been every game, Dustin. How do you explain it?
Well, in general, and I thought there was a pretty stark contrast. I know we'll talk about Will Levis later, but comfort level in the pocket, comfort level doing his job, Sean Clifford to me just hasn't looked very comfortable really since the first week of the season. And I think that contributes to all this. And I think, you know, as the season goes on and as he's struggled, as the pressure ratchets up, you know, as the team's continuing its search for win number one, there's less comfort because there's more urgency. And I don't think that really plays into Sean Clifford's hands. I think one of his issues as a quarterback is you know, being wound tight, not being poised enough in a lot of these situations. Sometimes just it seems like his mind gets a little scrambled when the plays are happening quickly, which is how you explain missed wide receivers, how you explain some of these turnovers. I just think he has not been a relaxed, calm, comfortable quarterback this year for sure. I don't know how calm and comfortable he was last year. And I think that's one of the things that you just couldn't really project when you're looking at Sean Clifford. His physical skill set is more than fine. I'm okay with his temperament. I like the fire and all that, but I think he has needed to get to a place where he is comfortable and relaxed and can think slowly and think through things. And I think he just moves a little too fast in these situations, which is ultimately why he was benched in this game.
That's exactly it. And it's been every game. And when James Franklin after the game talked about turnovers being the biggest issue for this team, you have to point directly at Sean Clifford. He's been the one making the turnovers, whether they're interceptions or bad fumbles. You just can't have it and expect to win the game. Let's flip over to the other side of the ball first, Dustin, before we do get to Will Levis. And again, they allowed a first drive touchdown, and Penn State has now been outscored 93-26 in the first half, and that comes out to 23 points allowed per game in the first half. The defense does not come out ready to play. How do you explain it?
Well, that is just another energy thing. It's been a sluggish start on both sides of the ball, in all four of these games. As you mentioned, that halftime deficit it's inexcusable, and any shot for this defense to maybe, you know, get its legs under it. First of all, that opening drive, and then there's no time to rebound because a few minutes later, 3 minutes of game time later, Nebraska's back at Penn State's 15-yard line after that interception. So at that point in time, you know, it's 10-0, not really much of a chance for this Penn State defense to kind of climb its way back. It did in the second half of this game, and I think that's to their credit. And I thought the way that they ultimately responded and found a spark, I felt like that happened on the defensive side of the ball for the whole team. I think they found a spark there. The hope is that maybe that spark carries over and they can start a game with a spark, Jim. How's that for a concept?
It's a crazy idea, Dustin, but it just might work. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, though, and how this happens. A week ago when they lost to Maryland, the defense played better, or they allowed many fewer points in the second half than the first half. And my statement after the game was, please, 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 I do not want to hear, gee, the defense played better in the second half, because the game was essentially over. Yeah. This game, they got back into the game. So how the defense played in the second half was relevant. And this leads to my thought on momentum, Dustin. And you got a spark, I think, from Will Levis coming into the game. Is there an argument to be made that, you know, both sides of the ball, they're tied together and there is momentum that happens, whether the defense forces a turnover or the offense in Penn State's situation, that they just plain finish a drive without turning the ball over?
Yeah, and that's where this whole idea of complementary football comes from. Just the defense complements the offense. The special teams can complement both aspects of the game. And I think even without fans in the equation, there is certainly the idea of momentum and confidence, and you can kind of feel that energy building in the right direction. Penn State started to feel that in the second half. But, you know, on the flip side, this is not a team that has gotten off to a fast start. Far from it. And then mistakes have compounded that. And that was certainly the case against Nebraska. Before they can even blink, it's 10-0. It's 27-6 at the half. You know, you cannot play 25 to 30 minutes of good football and 25 to 30 minutes of terrible football, and really expect any different outcome in any individual game and through the course of 4 weeks than what Penn State has gotten so far. And I do think, you know, and the difference in this game is, you know, 10 points off turnovers, directly off turnovers is the difference in this game. And I think that, an offense, a big drive, a long drive that maybe keeps the defense off the field and ends with a touchdown can generate some momentum for the defense and vice versa. I think that is all part of football. It's the part of football you can't really quantify. But Penn State has not been very good at complimentary football. That's been more like insulting football.
That's a good way to put it, Dustin. You mentioned, you know, directly 10 points off Sean Clifford turnovers. If you want, you could add another 4 points to missing the wide open receiver on the play where he threw the ball into the stands. He was not under duress. There was a wide open receiver in the end zone, so they should have gotten 7 points instead of 3. The other part to this, Dustin, is the Penn State defense allowed 24 points, well, and Sean Clifford with this scoop and score with his fumble, but that was 24 points through a little bit more than one quarter of play. After that, the defense in 2.5 quarters allowed 6 points after Will Levis came in the game. If B follows A, was it caused by A? Is it just the fact that you didn't have that big momentum changer with the turnover? Does that make the defense play better?
I think some of that is true for sure. I think the momentum and they were starting to feel themselves a little bit. Really, the most that I've seen, I think, since the Indiana game, this Penn State defense feeling some confidence there. And then it also helps, Jim, that this Penn State defense is a lot better than that Nebraska offense. I don't know what took them so long, but eventually, whether it was adjustments or whether it was just kind of the talent playing out, they started slowly putting the clamps on this offense, which is, it's limited. You know, it doesn't really stretch the field very well. It was based on, and they threw a little wrinkle in there with Wandale Robinson running the ball in between the tackles. But the Penn State defense was better than this, the Nebraska offense. And we saw that for at least half this game, maybe 2.5 quarters of this game. And I think the momentum helps. But, you know, in the end, I think that was the performance that should have played out for 4 quarters, because this Penn State defense is more talented and this Nebraska offense has some issues. But I think you should still take the momentum here from a good second half.
I'm hopeful that there is something there that will have a carryover. All right, we're going to continue this conversation about the Penn State-Nebraska game after we take this short break, so make sure you stay with us.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.